Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss issues relevant to maps in general and boy lovers in particular. I am your host, ZoomZoom4, and today I have at the panel with me a boys exo, dragon lover, and wolf runner. Creative names there, guys, actually, now that I think about it. All right, and today our topic is the care and feeding of your YF. No, he's not a pet, despite how that may sound. But we say this concerns how, like, when you are doing something socially with your young friend and you're the one who pays for it all, you know, or do you ask his parents or parent for some or most of the money, if you and him are going out to do something. But I'd say this also extends to having like a needy YF. I don't know if any of you guys have had that. I have, and whose parents were poor. And do you find yourself buying him clothing or food or other things, you know, like helping out in that area? And so the way this works is each of you will get the chance to speak on the topic, whatever your experiences or opinions are. And then when you're done saying what you're going to say about it, then just let me know. I'll call on the next person. And this way each of us gets a chance to speak. And once everybody spoke, I'll either wrap it up or we'll follow like the discussion, however it goes. So I'll start with XO. Please tell us your experiences with this.
Well, yes, my experiences are generally with needy YFs or with their families who don't have a great deal of money. I'll tell you a story about one. There's a large major colored supermarket and department store in my city. And one day I was walking in the front door, and shooting out of the front door was this dirty little boy in a dirty blue jacket with a broken zipper. And he ran smack dab into me.
Like under 10? A little boy, is that what you mean?
He was almost 12.
Oh, okay. All right.
And behind him was the sword clerk.
He had stolen something.
He had stolen a candy bar. Uh-huh. And so I patiently explained to the store clerk that this was my son and that he was coming to find me to pay for the candy bar. And see, here's the money. And the clerk just bought the whole story. We went and paid for the candy bar and off we went. And this little guy was my wife for the next 2 years.
He was very grateful then.
Oh, well, you know, of course he was happy. Yeah. You know, and he was the son of a lesbian mother whose father had left her with the kids, had a 2-year-old boy, like a 9 or 10 year old girl, and him, and the father just took off. And there's another story. Where his father was supposed to take him for the weekend. But at the last minute, he decided that his new girlfriend was more important than his son. So a few minutes before when they were supposed to get together, I get a phone call, and this plaintive little voice says, "My dad's canceled. Can you come pick me up?" Well, of course I can come pick you up. I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opening statement.
Okay. All right. And Dragon Lover, I know you've had one YF in your life who was very special and important to you. I don't know what the financial situation thereof was. Is there anything you care to speak about that?
Yeah, sure. Let me see. The boy's name was Victor, and he was 9 years old. I met his mother at an NA meeting, Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Mm-hmm. She was there. She didn't have anybody to babysit their kids, so she had to bring them along.
Oh, so I see.
I kind of buddied up to her because she really was a likable woman. I loved her. Her name was Bernadette, and I loved her.
And that's cool. Her name was what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. Rhoda?
Bernadette.
Bernadette, okay. Yeah. So you and Bernadette became friends. And of course, by extension, you were friends with him, right, with her son.
Oh, yes.
And you and him had your own friendship, though, away from her, right? You would go and do things on the two of you, just the two of you?
Yes, absolutely. We would go to movies. We'd go out to supper together. We'd buy lunch. I would get him at school.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
I was allowed to go into the school and sign him out.
Oh, you did, huh? Okay.
Yeah. If he was sick or something, Bernadette would say, "Oh, can you go get Victor?" I'd say, right. "Sure." What am I going to tell the office, please? She's like, "I already called him. You're my brother." Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. I like that.
Neediness goes. Bernadette was on Social Security disability, just like me. And things were really, really tight. She had food stamps, of course.
So, yeah, and you both did. You were both on fixed incomes, but that helps that you were able to help her with some of those things.
Yes.
Like one less meal that she had to buy for him, like if you took him out.
Especially after I moved in. I was paying $500 a month in rent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's extra money she has to spend on him.
Yes. Yeah, but still.
Because, boys need, they want things.
Places and stuff like that. We would go to movies, that kind of thing. I let him pick the movie as long as it wasn't too terribly inappropriate. I'd say no.
Did you take him to R-rated movies? Just curious.
No.
I remember I had a young friend who was 10. I said we should go see his movies. He said I can't go see that. It's rated R. It was so cute, but then this was a young friend that I'm speaking of who was actually quite neat. His parents, his mom even said to me half jokingly, "We're poor. We're poor folk." Yeah. And I let them use my car to go pick him up from school. So and that was very cool. I was working in a casino in Las Vegas at the time, but I had a few dollars. I didn't have anything to spend it on but myself. And we would just go out to fast food, get a hamburger or like a taco, that kind of thing, pizza, but nothing really serious. And, and I would let them use my car. A couple of times I gave his dad some money, like $50, like two times. And but that was it, but they were real nice with me, so they were real cool with me. They let me hang out with them, I never like actually I purchased him like a soccer ball, so that we could play soccer together. It was all like buying things for us give us a reason to spend time together, basically. You know, for our activities. Like, we never went to movies. I mean, we did. We almost did. Like, we talked about it, the R-rated thing. That was cute. But there's another element to this, which is when, like, you're in the Big Brothers or Big Sisters organization, and you take the boy out, and how that goes with the payment of that. And that's what I wanted to ask Wolfrunner about, because he has experience with that. How does that go when you take out your they call them your little, right?
Yeah. You
take out your little, do they expect you to pay for it, or do they reimburse you, or what?
They expect you, just the opposite. You're supposed to ask the parent for the money to cover the cost of the child. I had, basically, there were three boys in the family. One started out to be my little, and the other two got attached quickly. And my first little, he kind of had his own thing going and kind of did his own thing. And I stayed around for the other two little boys, the brothers.
His two younger brothers.
Yeah, Michael and John. Mm-hmm. And Michael was my favorite by far. And right.
He's the one you bonded with.
Yes.
But your actual little brother was his older brother, Logan.
Yes.
Except that you and him didn't quite hit it the same way.
Well, he also had to go to a camp for a year.
Right, behavioral camp.
For behavioral things. And Michael's mom said, you can't stop coming by just because Logan went away because of Michael. Michael had not gotten a move yet. So I took that role. And I spoiled the hell out of that boy.
Now, you enjoy spoiling him, huh? I think we all do, kind of. It's like, if we can, you know, like I would have. You know, as much as I could.
Took him wherever he wanted to go. Now, as far as feeding them and everything, you still have the responsibility of making sure. I mean, I spoiled Michael, but he had to follow the same rules with me as he did with his mom. He couldn't eat certain things, couldn't have soda, no caffeine.
Right, yeah.
Nothing with caffeine in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to.
No caffeine. Why is he hyperactive?
Well, caffeine's not good for children.
Ah, I see. Okay. Okay.
You can
similar to like tobacco and alcohol or not. Okay.
You can develop.
You get a lot of caffeine.
Something that you can develop. That's the caffeine's not good for you. None of the kids had caffeine before they were 18.
It's bad developmentally. I heard, you know, that kids shouldn't drink coffee.
I'm sorry, but that reminded me of a joke that you told on your show one time about the guy that walked up to a bunch of kids and said that eating candy wasn't good for him.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the little boys said, well, my grandfather lived to be 100. And the guy says, did he eat candy? Little boy says no, but he minded his own fucking business.
I remember that joke.
I remember that. But,
well, the young friend I was talking about here.
The parents have certain nutritional things that you still have to abide by.
And you had to follow it. And that's a topic unto itself, whether or not, you know, how far we let go in following the parents' rules. Most of us, I'd say, would want to be close to, you know, following the parents' rules, because we know that if we don't, we're not going to get to take them out again. You know, if the parents find out that, you know, like you let them have caffeine or whatever, then, you know, she's not going to trust you to enforce her rules as much.
Correct.
So,
well, hopefully he's not going to tell her that you gave him some caffeine, you know.
Like, if he really wanted it and was like begging you for it, then I can see like that's maybe a situation where he might be able to say like just a sip, but don't tell, You know, like that kind of thing. If he was really like pressing you for it.
I never did that. Like,
well, did he ask for it? I'm just curious.
He would ask. He would ask.
He could have caffeine-free Coke. It's no big deal. Right? They make that. It's hard to find, I can imagine.
Beer,
I mean,
root beer doesn't have any caffeine in it. Sprite doesn't have any caffeine in it. 7-Up does not have caffeine in it.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, you learn those, which...
As far as paying for the YF, I have always paid. I was a big brother at one time as well, like back in 1968. Oh, were
you? I never was.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't remember them saying anything about asking the parent for money to take the kid.
The big brothers pays you. You ask them.
No, they didn't. The organization. They did not. No.
Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
I never heard that.
Okay, well, you paid willingly, though.
They give you a list when you start, and it's not a set rule, but they suggest that you ask the parents for the cost of your activity.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want
to. They just want to let you know. They want to let you know that they're not expecting, you know, to be a financial burden on you. They don't want to give you a reason to not
maybe,
do
maybe
it.
Maybe that. Maybe I got a piece of paper like that, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. You would have just swept it aside anyway because you weren't, you know, you were ready and willing to pay.
Oh, absolutely, ready and willing to pay. That's the idea. Yeah. When you have a YF, it's your responsibility. You know, an AF cannot replace a father figure, so to speak, but he can take up a lot of the responsibilities and also a lot of other things. And one of those things is to make sure your kid goes to school, make sure he takes a bath and brushes his teeth, changes his clothes, you buy him food, you buy him clothes. This one boy that I started talking about, for the next 2 years after that, he would spend like 3 or 4 days a week at my house, and 3 or 4 days a week at his mother's house. And he would wear the clothes that I bought him, and he could take them home. And when he got home, this is what he told me. He said his mother would look at him, and she would say, "You're clean."
You're clean, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so that's the thing. There's lots of stuff that it's our responsibility to teach that kid. Help him with his homework. You know, one time I stood in line for several hours because she couldn't get it together to get him the shots he needed to attend school.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Okay,
I remember a young friend of mine that the one I've been talking about all along, whose parents were kind of poor. He needed new shoes, and there was another kid in the neighborhood who was his friend, but you know, kind of his frenemy, kind of, and who would like taunt him and say, "Oh, he gets his shoes from Payless," you know, and he's like, "Oh no, I don't." Oh, he's like, "Oh, that's right, you get them from Target," you know. And they were playing soccer, and I'd say, "Oh, don't worry, he's just trying to throw you off your game. Don't, you know, it's the psychological tricks, you know, like, you know, your mom was so poor kind of stuff." But I could tell he didn't like it though. But you know, I was just thinking to myself, what's wrong with shoes from Target anyway? All right, so does anyone else have anything to add to this?
No, I'm cool.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and wrap up the show for now. And I want to remind listeners that they can hear all of the past shows at the archive at the BL Library, which is www.bl-library.com. And it's in the audio and podcasts section. This is BL Talk, and I want to thank Wolf Runner, Dragon Lover, and A Boys XO for being on the panel today. This is your host, Zoom Zoom 4, and thank you for listening. See you next time.
The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.